A year after Macmillan published his book, a wave of riots and unrest swept the Caribbean. 14 people were killed and 59 injured in Trinidad. 14 were killed and 47 injured in Barbados. In Jamaica, a series of violent strikes shut down the country and a state of emergency was declared. Panicked, the British government took Macmillan's prescriptions to heart and, among other reforms, proposed a series of all-island scholarships for academically-minded students to go to private high schools. The scholarships began in 1941. My mother and her twin sister sat for the exam the following year. That is how they got a high school education. Had they been born 2 or 3 or 4 years earlier, they might never have gotten a full education. My mother owes the course her life took to the timing of her birth, to the rioters of 1937, and to William M. Macmillan. I described Daisy Nation, my grandmother, as renowned for her beauty, but the truth is that was a careless and condescending way to describe her. She was a force. The fact that my mother and her sister left Harewood for St. Hilda's was my grandmother's doing. My grandfather may have been an imposing and learned man, but he was an idealist and a dreamer. He buried himself in his books. If he had ambitions for his daughters, he did not have the foresight and energy to make them real. My grandmother did. St. Hilda's was her idea. Some of the wealthier families in the area sent their daughters there, and she saw what a good school meant. Her daughters did not play with the other children of the village. They read. Latin and algebra were necessary for high school, so she had her daughters tutored by Archdeacon Hay.